This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu has said that micro, small and medium enterprises form the backbone of both the Indian and global economy. By fostering entrepreneurship, generating employment and promoting inclusive development, MSMEs continue to drive economic transformation at the grassroots level. Addressing the International MSME Day function in New Delhi today, the President said that the MSME sector is playing an important role in the progress of the country.
सूक्ष्म लघु और मध्यम उद्यम न केवल देश के सफल घरेलू उत्पाद में महत्वपूर्ण योगदान देते हैं बल्कि वे जमीनी स्तर पर नवाचार को भी बढ़ावा देते हैं ये उद्यम रोजगार सृजन के साथ साथ सामाजिक समावेश को भी सफल प्रदान करते हैं एक अनुमान के अनुसार एमएसएमई क्षेत्र भारत के सफल घरेलू उत्पाद में लगभग 30% विनिर्माण क्षेत्र में 36% और निर्यात में 45% का योगदान रहा है
President Murmu said that the MSME sector not only contributes significantly to the country's GDP, but also promotes innovation. In Odisha, about 10 lakh devotees today gathered in Puri to catch a glimpse of the deities on the chariots during the annual world-famous Rath Yatra. This is the only time of the year when devotees see Lord Jagannath leaving the Puri Jagannath temple with his brother Balram and sister Subhadra. Three majestically decorated chariots carrying idols of the deities were pulled this afternoon from Puri Jagannath temple along the 3-kilometer stretch of the Grand Road for a 9-day journey to their aunt's residence, Gundicha Temple. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on an 8-day official visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia in the next month. The Prime Minister will visit Ghana on the 2nd and 3rd of next month. In the second leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will pay an official visit to Trinidad and Tobago from 3rd to 4th July. In the third leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Argentina from 4th to 5th July. The Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral talks with President Milei. The Prime Minister will then travel to Brazil from 5th to 8th of July to attend the 17th BRICS Summit 2025. This will be the Prime Minister's fourth visit to Brazil. The 17th BRICS Leaders Summit will be held in Rio de Janeiro. India is exporting 10 diesel electric locomotives of 3,300 horsepower to Mozambique. These locomotives, manufactured by Banaras Locomotive Works, are not only technologically advanced but also have several special facilities for the driver. This includes aesthetic cab design, toilet facilities, and refrigerator. These features not only ensure driver comfort but also reflect the quality of the workplace in accordance with international standards. Talking to Akashvani News, Executive Director, Information and Publicity of the Railway Board, Dilip Kumar said, out of these 10 locomotives, 2 have been successfully delivered to Mozambique this month, while the remaining 8 will be scheduled to be delivered by the end of this year. India has rejected a ruling issued by the so-called Court of Arbitration on the Kishanganga and Ratlay hydroelectric projects situated in Indian Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs dismissed the supplemental award given by the illegal Court of Arbitration purportedly constituted under the Indus Waters Treaty 1960. The Ministry said India has never recognized the legal validity of this Court of Arbitration, terming its constitution a serious breach of the Indus Waters Treaty. As part of its liquidity management operations, the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, conducted a 7-day variable rate reverse repo, VRRR, auction to absorb excess liquidity from the banking system. Out of the 1 lakh crore rupees notified amount, the central bank received and accepted bids worth 84,975 crore rupees from participating banks and financial institutions. Talking exclusively to Akashvani, economic expert Puneet Jain said it's a good step for long-term economic growth. And in chess, Indian Grandmaster Arpragyanand won the second edition of the Uzbekistan Masters Cup in Tashkent today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.